I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. If you're looking for a good example of a failed state, look no further than Somalia. The country on the Horn of Africa lacks a functioning central government. Warlords control parts of the place, and there are weapons everywhere. One manifestation of Somalia's breakdown is the rising number of pirates that sail from its shores. As you've been hearing, the U.S. Navy is having to deal with them right now. Another manifestation, though, is Somali immigrants who've resettled here in the United States. Many of them fled the violence and instability back home, hoping for a better life in the U.S. Now, immigrants often have to adapt to unfamiliar American ways, but sometimes it's better to adapt an American concept to better fit the cultural needs of Somalis. Todd Melby has one such example.
Sexually transmitted diseases and unplanned pregnancies are big public health concerns in the U.S., which is why government programs aimed at reducing both problems often use frank language about sex and contraceptives. But that's not the approach the Minnesota International Health Volunteers Group is taking. The small Minneapolis nonprofit has a program aimed at the 60,000 or so Somalis living in Minnesota. The group chose to emphasize child spacing, the concept of how frequently married couples have kids. That's Hiba Noor, a popular Somali singer now living in Minnesota, performing a song she wrote about child spacing that plays on local Somali language radio and TV shows. She tells listeners that mother and baby will be in jeopardy if a couple ignores child spacing. In Somalia, about 2 out of every 10 children die before the age of 5. That's one reason why women there have an average of 6 or 7 children. Infant mortality rates are much lower in the U.S., but Somalis here still want big families.
I think the average that women wanted to have were about 5.
That's Sara Noor. She's a Somali-born nurse who has talked to Somali-American women about child spacing. When she counseled women, she was careful never to use the phrase family planning because that implies limiting the number of children.
I think the message is not to control number of births. The message is not to plan their family life. It's just to encourage them to space the children for the sake of the women and the children's health.
Still, Noor says that for many women, the idea of child spacing prompted religious worries.
Am I doing the right thing? Is this religiously appropriate? Should Muslim women be using birth control?
Hassan Mahmoud is an imam at the Islamic Dawah Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. After evening prayers recently, he stepped into his tiny office, stroked his beard, and explained why children are important to Muslim families.
In Islam, we don't believe limiting the kids because the kids are in the hand of God. So if God wills that you have a kid, nobody could stop that. That's number one. Number two, there is a tradition of Prophet Muhammad which says, I love my nation, my society, to have as many children, so I will be proud of them in the day of judgment. So every Muslim loves to please Prophet Muhammad. So we're competing, like, how many kids do you have?
But does the Quran ban birth control? Awo Abdi is a professor at the University of Minnesota. She says the answer is no.
The consensus is that there is no verse in the Quran that says, for example, contraception is haram or prohibited.
However, there is a verse that prohibits infanticide.
And there are a lot of people who interpret infanticide to mean that contraception is also haram because they interpret it as meaning the killing of a child.
A few years ago, top Islamic scholars from around the world debated the issue at a meeting in Pakistan. Although their joint statement didn't endorse birth control as a means of population control, they agreed that married couples could use contraception. Hassan Mahmoud, the imam who says that the number of children Muslim couples have is in the hands of God, supports the child spacing program. He says that couples attending mosque often come to him for advice.
They have a question whether they can have, like, family planning. And I tell them that in Islam it's okay to have family planning. And then the next question they ask is, what is the best method to have a family planning? And I basically give them, like, a guideline. So I tell them that any medicine is okay unless if it has side effect.
Mahmoud helped craft the child spacing message for the program, and he's comfortable discussing specific birth control options.
Using condom, people, they thought it was haram, although they are married, because we are not encouraging, like, people who unmarried to use the condoms. We are talking like people who are married.
Mahmoud says the program has been successful, but data on Somali child birth rates in the U.S. are hard to come by. So are Somali couples who are willing to talk openly about contraception. I asked several married couples who practice child spacing for interviews, but all of them turned me down for fear of what other local Somalis might say. Hiba Noor's song includes these words. It is already written from God about the number of children. Be prepared. But then she sings, let it be in your heart and soul to space your children 2, 3, and 4 years. For The World, I'm Todd Milby in Minneapolis.